Hi, Tanchum Cohen here. I'm grateful to Hillel for the opportunity to spend the next 2 minutes with you thinking together about Shmiras HaLashon, about thinking about how we use our speech and the sorts of things that we say. When we think about Shmiras HaLashon, we often think about specifically Lashon Hara, saying bad, hurtful, nasty, disparaging things about other people. And while that's certainly included in the mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim, the lo saseh, lo seilech rachel ba'amecha, not to speak inappropriately amongst our people, I want to share with you a fascinating comment of the Rambam. When he, in the last chapter of Hilchos Deos, defines this mitzvah, lo seilech rachel ba'amecha, he does not lead with what we would call lashon hara. He gets to that as sort of step two. Level two is to make sure not to say nasty, hurtful, disparaging things about other people. But it's interesting that what he sees as the most basic level of lo seilech rachel ba'amecha, the Torah's expectations of us for shmiras halashon, for thinking and filtering what we say and how we speak with other people, most fundamentally, the Rambam seems to think it's not being a gossip, to just be a guy who always talks about other people, to just sit and talk about other people. That's a major percentage of my conversation, even if it's neutral. Even if I didn't say anything nasty about other people, the Torah expects me to move beyond that. The Torah expects me to not spend the bulk of my time, the bulk of my conversation, just sitting and chatting with other people. I should redirect how I use my mouth. First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt is supposed to have said that great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people. Many centuries before her, the Rambam already taught us that that is a key part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations of each of us, that we'll think carefully about how we use our speech and tilt it towards thinking about ideas. This sort of shift can take work. It's holy work, a work that hopefully will be a schus for ourselves and our families, for our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a fantastic Shabbos.